I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Detective Caleb Cook in an interview with Officer Thomas Garvin of the San Francisco Police Department. We are recording this at 5:34 p.m. on March 1st. Officer Garvin, thank you for meeting me after work hours.
My sergeant told me to meet you, so here I am. Can you tell me what this is about?
What can you tell me about Haven Otomo?
I don't know who that is.
I think you call her the Golden Gate Angel. Your sergeant told me you have a scoreboard of her saves in your offices.
That's her real name?
That's it.
Well, according to the board, she's got 34 saves.
For the recording, can you elaborate?
She saved 34 people from jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge.
And that's your beat?
Yeah, I patrol the Golden Gate Bridge.
And you've had interactions with her?
I've encountered her on the bridge, but it's not like I know her.
What have your encounters been like?
The first couple of times I saw her, I was a little suspicious. Usually if I see someone that late on the bridge, it's not a good thing. So when the camera caught her, I went out to make sure she wasn't going to hurt herself.
Any signs that she wanted to?
I walked past her a couple of times, and she just seemed to be talking to herself. I thought she was probably just crazy. I see plenty of those.
When was the first time you saw her?
I don't know. Sometime last year?
But you keep count of her activities on a scoreboard. When was her first mark on the board?
Sometime last year. I don't really remember. We were all excited because she brought this guy back to shore who looked like he was a wreck. I think he was Vietnamese or something. Some of the guys assumed the guy was her dad or uncle or whatever. He didn't speak English at all, but I could tell by the way he looked and the way she talked to me. I just knew what she'd done. She'd saved this guy. She brought him back from the brink. When we got the guy back to shore and she went back to wherever she came from, the guys and I were like, hey, that crazy bitch saved someone.
So she wasn't always the Golden Gate Angel.
She had to rack up some numbers before she earned that title.
And you never talked to her? Just to have a conversation?
Nope.
You were never curious about who this person was?
Look, I see people all day long. I don't have time to chat up everyone. I don't have the interest. And this lady, I mean, she was like a ghost in the fog out there. She was doing something magical, and I didn't want to ruin the magic.
And asking her name would be ruining the magic.
Well, yeah.
Right. Way to do your job, officer. Recording stopped.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.